Evening, September 19th. For this child I prayed. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27. Devout souls delight to look upon these mercies which they have obtained in answer to supplication, for they can see God's especial love in them. When we can name our blessings Samuel, that is, asked of God, they will be as dear to us as her child was to Hannah. Peninnah had many children, but they came as common blessings, unsought in prayer. Hannah's one heaven-given child was dearer far, because he was the fruit of earnest pleadings. How sweet was the water to Samson, which he found at the well of him that prayed. Quassia cups turn all waters bitter, but the cup of prayer puts a sweetness into the draughts it brings. Did we pray for the conversion of our children? How doubly sweet when they are saved, to see in them our own petitions fulfilled. Better to rejoice over them as the fruit of our pleadings than as the fruit of our bodies. Have we sought of the Lord some choice spiritual gift? When it comes to us, it will be wrapped up in the gold cloth of God's faithfulness and truth, and so be doubly precious. Have we petitioned for success in the Lord's work? How joyful is the prosperity which comes flying upon the wings of prayer. It is always best to get blessings into our house in the legitimate way, by the door of prayer. Then they are blessings indeed, and not temptations. Even when prayer speeds not, the blessings grow all the richer for the delay. The child Jesus was all the more lovely in the eyes of Mary when she found him after having sought him sorrowing. That which we win by prayer, we should dedicate to God, as Hannah dedicated Samuel. The gift came from heaven. Let it go to heaven. Prayer brought it. Gratitude sang over it. Let devotion consecrate it. Here will be a special occasion for saying, "Of thine own have I given unto thee." Reader, is prayer your element or your weariness? Which?